It's been a long day of trying to satisfy all the requirements that the buyer needs to have satisfied in order to be comfortable to put the effectively put £50,000 on the line. Because if all the conditions weren't in place, or at least getting the buyer to a position where he was comfortable that he was going to be able to complete, then there's obviously a substantial risk there in putting £50,000 down without any comfort that he's going to be able to complete the deal. So throughout the course of today and the last few days, really, it's all been discussions really with the landlord, the football conference, and the creditors. And there's been a lot of progress made over the course of the last few days. I appreciate that it can be frustrating for all parties involved because they're wanting this club saved as quickly as possible. But it is a complex transaction, effectively. So those are the main issues that we've been dealing with over the last few days. Like I said, the lease on the ground, the creditors, and the football conference. We look like we've now agreed matters with the football conference. Although there is now a deadline of noon tomorrow to actually finally have this £50,000 bod lodged in cash. But the actual terms of that agreement have been agreed.
So that's the bond, essentially. What about the lease of the land and the creditors? Where do we stand with that at the moment?
As regards to the lease, again, there are terms in principle that have been agreed. There's some details sort of around the edges, but the core part of that has been reached. As with the creditors, the majority of them have been dealt with, although there are still some outstanding creditors that agreement needs to be reached with.
Just to be clear then, because as you've said, it is a very complex arrangement. If this bond is, as you're saying, it is agreed, and if it is paid by noon tomorrow, does that mean the buyer is the new owner of the club, or does it just mean that that bond has been paid?
No, it just means that the bond has been paid, and it means that the football conference will allow the club to compete in its competition until the end of the season. So the payment of that bond just solely means that, really, that we can continue to play. But the payment of that bond should also give comfort that the buyer will only put that bond in place if he's comfortable and satisfied that a deal can be concluded to actually buy the club and take it out of administration, which would happen over the next few months, just due to the requirements of the football conference, and that's the period it takes to come out of administration in accordance with their rules.
Are we safe to say now, then, that you're only working with one bidder, that the other bidder has pulled out?
Yes.
So there's just the one bidder remaining?
There's one main bidder. When I say the other bidder has pulled out, they haven't actually formally withdrawn or pulled out, but they're just not at the stage that the other bidder is at this moment, and don't really look as if they'd be able to do a deal that would bring the club out of administration at this stage.
Are you at this time able to name this preferred bidder?
Not as yet. The bidder is this. It is very busy time at the moment, and we are all sort of hands to the deck in trying to get this deal done. And the bidder is would prefer to just concentrate on that as opposed to having lots of attention really surrounding them, so that they can really just focus on getting this deal done.
Mm. Do you think we'll be at a stage, you know, on Friday afternoon where we will be able to confirm it?
Possibly. I think once, if a bond is lodged, then we're then moving towards in streamlining the process, and then starting to look towards a sale process to come out of administration. So there is a possibility that he would come forward at that stage.
So it looks as though at the moment that there is an agreed bond document which will go through tomorrow at 12 noon. Are you therefore confident at this stage that Truro will be playing on Saturday?
Compared to last Thursday when the initial deadline was set, I'm much more confident, but certainly don't want to be overconfident because it is such a complex transaction, but I am more confident than I was last week.
So there's an agreement on this bond, and essentially, basically, the paperwork, the final details will be signed and agreed, well, hopefully, be signed and agreed by noon tomorrow.
Well, the paperwork with the conference has been agreed. It's just a matter of lodging the £50,000 by noon tomorrow, provided all the other conditions that we've discussed are either there or thereabouts, and to give the buyer sufficient confidence that he can go forward and buy the club.